Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
As Cheryl Boone Isaacs ends her tenure as president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, she has certainly fulfilled her promise of making that 90-year-old organization more diverse. This week, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences invited 774 new members to join its ranks. Well, the 2017 class is the Academy's largest class ever, breaking last year's record of 683 invited new members, and it's part of the organization's vow to increase the number of women and people of color. Well, this year's invitees include Get Out director Jordan Peele, Nightcrawler star Riz Ahmed, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, The Girl on the Train star Edgar Ramirez, and Oscar-nominated actress Naomi Harris. The new class is 39% female, 30% non-white, and according to the Academy, the overall membership has grown from 25% to 28% women, and this is just since 2015, and its non-white membership from 8% to 13% in that amount of time. Now, other new names in the class include Quantico star Priyanka Chopra, comedians Keegan-Michael Key, Leslie Jones, Andy Mack, star Lauren Tom, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. actress Ming-Da Nguyen, and Law & Order SUV actor B.D. Wong. Congratulations to everybody. Okay, an NBA baller may be on the Academy list by next year. LeBron James is continuing to build upon his interest outside of the game of basketball in a quest to become a media mogul. The Cleveland Cavaliers star announced to the world he would be teaming up with Showtime to produce a three-part documentary series on the NBA's impact on popular culture. Now, the documentary is set to premiere in 2018 and will be created by James' production company, Spring Hill Entertainment. He said, "We developed the idea for these films because of the incredible generational impact some of the NBA's most successful players have on every aspect of American culture." And you know, James will serve as executive producer on the project. And I got to tell you, this is not new for LeBron. I first met James 9 years ago at the Toronto Film Festival, where he was premiering his very first documentary. And these days, you aren't truly a pop diva unless you have a billionaire on your arm. I guess everybody wants to follow in Janet Jackson's footsteps. Rihanna has certainly put a huge smile on the face of her new Saudi billionaire boyfriend, Hassan Jameel. Well, she's 29. She was carrying this bouquet of flowers while her Middle Eastern man grinned ear to ear on their romantic Ibiza getaway this week. The Bayesian beauty, who has long been pop's most eligible bachelorette, donned this fabulous black and white striped baggy pantsuit with some pointed flats. She held onto this bomber jacket, you know, for later on. Now, she is head over heels in love with this businessman, and they've been getting to know each other away from the spotlight. You know, they were spotted passionately kissing each other in the swimming pool of their rented luxury villa. Jameel, by the way, is one of the world's richest Arabs, and he owns a soccer team too. My suggestion, better talk to Miss Jackson, because you know these cross-cultural relationships do come with a big price tag. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.